This is John Cargo from the town of Caro, New York. I'm the president of the Caro Historical Society, and you're listening to WGXC Acura 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the better weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to WGXC.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay.
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Fridman Gallery in New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Corey McCaslin with the first serving of One Hitter Leftovers. We've made it through the first decade and a half of the Billboard Top 40 from 1955 to 1970. Today we've got Phil Phillips' Spirit, a charting cover of a Touchstone song of the 60s, and a couple of covered ups, plus the standard set of covers of classics from the era. But now we've got Geek Speak. A frustratingly familiar sound for PC users might precede the familiar Netflix thuds, as following announcement the troubled streamer is teaming with Microsoft for the launch of their ad-based variant was followed by speculation the service may end up becoming a part of the Microsoft juggernaut. Needham's senior analyst Laura Martin told Yahoo she believes this might be the first step towards an acquisition, should Netflix still need an exit from its current decline. Hopefully the updates won't brick TVs. So remember how it looked like the whole Snyder Cut war seemed to have finally ended and we could go on with our lives, wherever we fell in that debate? Well, like your typical superhero has come back from the dead. Rolling Stone published a report on the conclusion of Warner's investigation into accusations that bots were used to boost social media demand, that Snyder be allowed to present his version of Justice League, and confirmed that at least 13% of the posts calling for this were bots. To be fair, even with a margin of error raised, that means a lot of it was genuine, but that's above the usual 3-5% fake accounts analysts say are usually seen. And then Snyder had to open his mouth and pour out rather troubling, even from a Randian, words in response. An image posted by him on Vero included the quote, "If I advance, follow me. If I retreat, kill me. If I die, avenge me," which was originally uttered by Catholic and Royal Army General Henry de la Rochejaquelin during the French Revolution, but is more associated today as a battle cry of Benito Mussolini. Then Vic Stone himself, Ray Fisher, waded in, accusing Rolling Stone of misrepresenting he and his reps as declining to comment on their question if he played any part in this astroturfing. RSEIC Noah Schockman responded with screenshots of emails claiming to prove this, and the erstwhile Cyborg fired back, claiming a section where senior writer Tatiana Siegel had changed the deadline for comment was still left out. Let's end this segment with some less troubling but still anxiety-raising news, however much that anxiety isn't objectively speaking a reason to start dooming, as a Doctor Who companion writer came out against. Bloomberg reports Disney Plus is in early talks with the BBC to become the primary streamer for Doctor Who worldwide, starting with next year's 60th anniversary festivities. Yeah, I'm a hypocrite for worrying given my MCU devotion, but just ask my former co-host Jillian Sutton how I reacted when the mouse bought Marvel. She had to talk me down from hidden heights of fan doom. Yes, so long as the BBC exists, its hardest is safe from the cronivore that is Disney. Said while nervously eyeing the continuing efforts by the British government to kill them with 1,000 cuts. And as that article pointed out, this would only help Russell T. Davis re-expand the Hooniverse. But I keep seeing that meme of Mickey wielding an infinity gauntlet full of stones representing geek franchises, and one of them is decorated with ancient Gallifreyan runes. So, with that hand-wringing done, let's dig into some of those leftovers, starting with Pink Shoelaces by Dodie Stevens.
Now I've got a guy and his name is Dooley. He's my guy and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Submarine, we go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a whirly birdie and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, oh, but that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Going to wars, So he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps. But he landed in the brig for raising such a storm. When they tried to put him in a uniform, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and that old man. He wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. One day Dooley started feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down and writing how to bury me.
A wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, give me tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
Sits for someone on her block. Then I come up to join her and we start to rock. The baby hears the beat, man, it is a shock
when he goes.
A rocking type of boogie is a kind of song that makes this little baby wanna sing along. And though he maybe gets the tune a little wrong, he still goes. He rocks back and forth in his little seat. He claps both his hands and he taps his feet. And he sings. He is a holly-golly bouncing baby boy. You know the record player is his favorite toy. And don't forget he's everybody's pride and joy when he goes. I know there isn't anyone to take the bet, but surely he's the youngest teenager yet, and probably the hippest of the diaper set as he goes.
Come on, I like that.
He strolls in his stroller with the radio on,
It doesn't go to sleep until the music's gone. He imitates the singer in the group with a low-down voice. And when it's time to tuck him in his little bed, with all that music running through his sleepy head, the little fella doesn't say goodnight. Instead, he says,
boogie, 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 oh,
that set started with Dodie Stevens' Pink Shoelaces, which peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Top 40 on April 13, 1959. Afterwards was Rip Van Winkle by The Devotions, which got to number 36 on April 4th, 1964. Lastly was Babysitting Boogie by Buzz Clifford, placing on March 13th, 1961 at number 6. Keeping in mind my earlier admission of hypocrisy, let's get into all the news coming out about the MCU coming out of San Diego Comic-Con. First off, turns out we're 2 steps away from the end of Phase 4, which will end with the November release of Black Panther: Wakanda Forever. Phase 5 will begin with February 2023's third Ant-Man installment and comprise 6 films and 6 series into mid-2024. The rest are, for 2023, we get sometime in spring the Disney Plus mini Secret Invasion, May's cinematic Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, summer's Hawkeye Disney Plus spinoff Echo, and the second season of Loki, July's cinematic The Marvels, and same format for November's Blade reboot. Disney Plus Iron Man Corner expanding Ironheart also that fall. Winter 2023 through 2024 sees the retitled Disney Plus WandaVision spinoff Agatha, Coven of Chaos, and an unknown movie February 2024. Sometime that spring, Disney Plus also brings us Daredevil Born Again. May has Sam Wilson's cinematic debut Captain America New World Order, and July the Thunderbolts Storm Cinemas. Further details on the above, the attendees only Secret Invasion trailer revealed besides the obvious return of Kobe Smulders as Maria Hill, Don Cheadle's War Machine is also back in action for more than 2 Emmy-nominated minutes. The similarly exclusive Ant-Man and Wasp teaser confirmed rumors mental organism designed only for killing, MODOK, appears. And biggest for last, Daredevil Born Again will be their longest series yet, coming in at 18 episodes. And while the MCU loves to bring major changes to product based on popular comic storylines, you don't use that title unless you're giving fans something like the Frank Miller classic. Which brings us to a reminder, it's never too early to look ahead at later phases. The studio announcing that as the first 3 phases were the Infinity Saga, Phase 4 to 6 shall be the Multiverse Saga. That world-shattering conclusion is planned to run from fall 2024 to November 2025 and consist of 11 movies and shows, which includes the now all but confirmed kickoff with Fantastic Four, an untitled film before it begins the final act with May 2025's Avengers: The Kang Dynasty, followed by another undetermined film, and conclude that November with Avengers: Secret Wars. Feige also staked out a year's worth of unannounced titles for what could be Phase 7. These unknown slots could be filled by the announced, We're Doing It We Swear projects like Deadpool 3, The Mutants, the Shang-Chi sequel, plus the rumored 4th Spider-Man and mostly just speculated Young Avengers or Midnight Suns. Finally for now, the next day they made sure to make it clear the Russo brothers, who have an extremely full plate, won't be doing those Avenger movies despite their oft-mentioned love of the original Secret Wars book. So to give you a comfort and breather, here's a not forgotten by Wanna Play It start for the next set, Phil Phillips' classic Sea of Love.
I love you. I knew you were my pet. I want to tell you how much I love you.
Goodbye. No use leading without you. This is where our story ends. Never lovers, ever friends. Goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, I sincerely want to say, I wish you bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health and more than wealth. I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. Most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you
Jackie Wilson might say, believe. see, I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. Yeah, when it's cold outside, I've even got the month of May. Billy Stewart might say, I want you to come up, come up, come up, home to me now, my darling, I said right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, my darling, won't you stand by me? Smokey Robinson of the Miracles might say,
I will build you a castle with the towers so high. It reaches the moon.
Get down on my knees and say, darling, don't go, you know that I need your love, don't come back, oh yeah.
That was Spider Turner's cover of Benny King's classic Stand By Me, which got the number 12 on February 11th, 1967. Prior to that was the number 28 hit on March 14th, 1964, Gloria Lynn's I Wish You Love, and we started the set with the definitely not forgotten Sea of Love by Phil Phillips and the Twilights, climbing all the way to number 2 on August 24th, 1959. So, resuming the MCU deluge, the Marvel Animated Panel provided the following news. What If Season 2 begins speculating in early 2023, with appearances by Captain Carter and Odin charging into Shang-Chi's corner. X-Men 97 takes off in fall 2023, the classic animated series lineup joined by Cable, Bishop, Nightcrawler, and animated canon newcomer Sunspot, with Magneto taking up the Professor's mantle complete with that costume from the mid-80s. Spider-Man freshman year is now divorced from canon, so it can keep going with a second season greenlit. Charlie Cox will also swing in as a man without fear. Marvel Zombies will shamble in 2024 as an MA-rated series and feature Ms. Marvel, Kate Bishop, Natasha's family, and more. So out of the news from the horse's mouths and into the rumorverse, a week before SDCC, this Insider show claims that the upcoming D23 Expo will see Feige unveil the cast and new director for Fantastic Four. For the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans out there, Twitter's My Time to Shine Hello, who broke some spoilers for the most recent Spider-Man, say that plans are being made to bring back Chloe Bennett as Daisy Johnson, a.k.a. Quake, leaving the Love It or Leave It chaos of the MCU behind for the wackily gritty corner of the DCEU James Gunn oversees. The director told Deadline he's working on 3 Suicide Squad shows in addition to Peacemaker Season 2. He also said some recent rumors are true and some are not, so I guess that means a pinch of salt for the previously reported on here Amanda Waller spinoff. Concluding Geek Speak with a welcome bone thrown to Gargoyles fans like a treat for Pluto. At the Dynamite Comics panel, it was announced the Klan will live again in comics and hopefully have a better time of it than the sabotage by crappy Disney management kitchen sink run of the early 2000s. Starting by the end of the year, a new third season ignoring continuation of the Disney Afternoon Classic by creator Greg Wiseman will begin, with reprints of issues from that 2000s run and a full collection in the planning. Closing out the first half with an overdue correction. I forgot Janis Joplin is a rare double one-hit wonder, as well as being an influential legend who mostly didn't get much top 40 love. Her next entry is a few years away. Here we go back to the origin of her and Big Brother's 1968 hit, Peace in My Heart, with the original version by Irma Franklin.
Everything that a woman possesses.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitter's Leftovers 1955 to 1970. Continues on WGXC. That was Spirit with I've Got a Line on You, peaking on the Billboard Top 40 at number 25 on March 15th, 1969. For that was Cliff Robert and Co.'s Horse, making it all the way to number 2 on June 29th, 1968. And we started with the original 1967 Irma Franklin recording of Peace in My Heart, covered up to great success a year later by Big Brother and the Holding Company. Now for our penultimate set, we begin with Makin' Love by Floyd Robinson.
What would people say? What would people do? What would people think if people knew I was with you?
Making love, girl, making love. Making love, girl, making love.
What would people think? What if people knew? Instead of being off to school all day, I was with you.
Making love.
Start to talk, would people start to frown? If people knew the things we say, would it be overtown?
Making love, making love, making love, making love.
What would the teacher do? What would the teacher say? What would the teacher do if the teacher knew he's out all day?
Making love. The sweetest thing the sight of heaven. The sweetest thing the sight of heaven. The sweetest thing the sight of heaven. Heart is a tree, but it just can't compete with my baby.
Floyd Robinson's Making Love started off that block, cracking the top 20 at number 20 on September 28, 1959. Chris Bartley's The Sweetest Thing, The Side of Heaven followed, originally peaking in on August 19, 1967 at number 32. We finished with the original Robert Knight version of Everlasting Love. Get into number 13 on November 18, 1967. Carl Carton's 1974 version would make it into the top 10 Billboard and cover up the original to a degree. Some other notable covers include a contemporary one by The Love Affair, which was a major European hit, as well as the 1987 Sandra and 1995 Gloria Estefan version, which also charted well. We began our final set with the Sounds Contemporary cover of Zager and Evans musing on what things will be like in the year 2525. Πώς θα είναι η ζωή, η ζωή για σου στενά ζούμε την εποχή που θα γίνει πια η γη 2.500 ετών θα πατούν τα κουμπιά, τα κουμπιά τι να κάνουνε τα ποδιά πια ούτε καν θα περπατούν τότε όλοι θα πετούν. Όταν πάνε εξοχή, εξοχή στην ωραία αυτή την εποχή πάνε ο Άδης πια κοινός και ο χρόνος κοντινός και παντού τεμπελιά, τεμπελιά δεν θα υπάρχει πια καμιά δουλειά ούτε καν θα σκέφτεται κανείς στον αιώνα αυτό της μηχανής. Thank you.
Και σαν θες να έχεις και γιο, ίσως και μια κόρη μπορεί και δυο. Πάντα στο σερβίς το κοντινό θα βρεις σε κονσέρβα και τα δυο. Και παντού θα υπάρχει σιωπή και κανείς δεν θα έχει κάτι να πει. Τα τρανζίστορς μόνο θα μιλούν και τα κρένη θα γελούν. Έτσι θα είναι η ζωή, η ζωή. Για σου στενά ζουνε την εποχή που θα γίνει αυτή η γη. 2.500 ετών. Θα έχουν πάρει ευκαιρία μια καρδιά με μπαταρία. Δεν θα καρδιοκτυπούν, ούτε θα αγαπούν. Και θα περνούν ωραία με ένα ρομπότ παρέα. Τι κρίμα σαν σκεφτείς πως δεν θα ζούμε εμείς. Αν τυχόν τούτη γη, τούτη γη δεν έχει διαλυθεί κι ο άνθρωπος κάτι αλλάζει. Αν τυχόν
This edition's final set began with the Sounds version of In the Year 2525, the Zager and Evans 1969 number one hit. Then we got some early sampling with the Heptones' Babylon Falling, which took its hook from Steam's 1969 hit cover of Na Na Hey Hey Kiss 'Em Goodbye. We concluded with some more for me with the 1975 instrumental cover of House of the Rising Sun by Terry, because Frigid Pink's cover was a one-hitter, that's why. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Stay safe as we go out with Zeff and Azeem's remake of Pigmeat Markham's Here Comes the Judge.
DJ Zeff's right hand is robotic. It's robotic. It's robotic. It's robotic.